Reading for April 24th, entitled, Glorify God, Not Man. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Psalm 34, verse 2. I was about to write some words of encouragement to one who had helped in the work at a time when it was going very hard. A hand was placed upon the paper, forbidding me to write, and a voice said, These words of commendation will do harm to the one you are addressing. God is the master worker. Glorify Him, not man. Let us be very careful not to praise or flatter any human being. Do not place before the Lord's servants the temptation of human praise. It is God who enables men and women to accomplish good. He is behind every worker. Without His power, man is helpless. There are those who by self-denial and self-sacrifice have prepared the way for a good work, yet who have not the capabilities that enable them to carry this work forward successfully when it has reached a certain stage of advancement. Brother S. has been greatly blessed by God. The Lord used him to start the work at H. But he is not to think because of this that he is fitted to carry the schoolwork forward on the broad, elevated place on which it must be carried. Others whose education and training fit them for it must take up the work in its advanced stages and carry it onward and upward. But the Lord does not value the less those who in self-sacrifice and self-denial prepared the way for the work to advance. The Lord's workers must not think that they must be their own judges of the position they should fill. Let all remember that there are many different lines of work, and that all these lines of work are necessary. The hewers of wood and drawers of water do acceptable service and make a success where others would certainly make a failure. Look to Jesus. Do not spoil your record by giving way to despondency and distrust. Make straight paths for your feet, lest the lame be turned out of the way. The man who is nearest the Lord is the man who waits for Him as one who waits for the morning, the man who has the least confidence in self, and the strongest confidence in God is the one who can save to the uttermost all who come to Him. The Lord has an interest in all the work you are trying to do for Him. Do not worry. The day of trust is in our hands. The day of reckoning will bear the faithful witness as to how we have done our work. Let us do our best. If the Lord is with us, we shall be prospered. Taken from Letter 64, dated April 24, 1902, to J.E. White, who was working among the blacks in the South.